Without warning, the serenity shattered. A sharp creak pierced the air, jolting Lara's heart into her throat. She froze, a ripple disturbing the stillness of the bath as her hand twitched involuntarily, sending droplets of water cascading down the margins of the page. Silence reclaimed the room, thick and suffocating, as she strained her ears against the hollow echo that followed. "Probably just the wind," she murmured, attempting to soothe the sudden spike of adrenaline. The creak had not been a usual groan of old wood or a benign contraction of timbers. It was deliberate, a foreboding herald. Laura's pulse throbbed in her temples, each beat a drum of impending dread. The book lay forgotten in the water, its pages slowly bloating with moisture as her gaze fixed on the opaque glass of the bathroom door. With a cautious resolve that felt at odds with her trembling hands, Laura eased herself out of the porcelain embrace of the bathtub, reached for the plush terry cloth robe hanging on the back of the door, and cinched it tightly around her waist, offering scant comfort against the shivers that weren't solely from the chill in the air. Her bare feet whispered across the tiles as she approached the door, the sound magnified by the silence that seemed to press against her eardrums. She pressed an ear against the wood, hoping for some sign of normalcy. The house remained silent, as if holding its breath. Laura's fingers curled around the doorknob, cool metal against her palm, serving as a grounding point amidst the swirling fear. She exhaled slowly, willing her heartbeat to quieten, and then turned the knob with a deliberate slowness that belied her inner urgency. The door creaked open, a soft sigh in the stillness, revealing the darkened expanse of her living room. She stepped over the threshold, each movement purposefully light, her eyes straining to adjust to the void that her home had become. For a moment, she allowed herself the hope that her fears were unfounded, that the noise had been nothing more than the idiosyncrasies of an aging house. But then her gaze swept across the familiar shapes of furniture, now rendered alien in the shadowed room. Her eyes caught the source of her disquiet. There, in the corner where her favorite reading chair sat, was a figure. It was motionless, darker shape against the dark backdrop, nearly invisible, but for the wrongness of its presence. The solitary lamp that she'd left on cast its light in tremulous waves, throwing a dance of shadows upon the walls. And within that insidious ballet, the figure seemed to pulse with a menacing life of its own.